Well, we're excited to catch up with a good friend of ours, Rose Shemaleski. She is here on behalf of Empire Pizza. And good morning to you, Rose.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Well,
Empire Pizza is so involved in our community. You're involved with so many of the campaigns we have here at OTS Media. I saw you back at Halloween for Boo-ha-ha, which, by the way, you all won.
Yes.
That's right.
That's great. Congratulations to you on that win.
Thank you.
And you got the trophy, and are you going to bounce it around to all your different locations or just keep it at one home base?
We'll probably just keep it at one home base.
Good.
Keep it safe so it doesn't break. You
smart.
Know, you never
like
know.
I like it.
Smart.
And if I'm putting it in my car, you never know what's going to happen. No,
I agree with that too. I've seen your car.
Oh my gosh. But my house is not like that.
Well, you're back again because Empire Pizza is once again involved with our Toys for Happiness campaign. And just talk a little bit about the significance of why you all see the value in being involved with this effort to making sure that kids just have a brighter Christmas.
So I actually learned more about Toys for Happiness. We've been doing it for years, but I learned a lot last year when Alan and Manning were telling me that this is actually the only local one and that it serves York County. So that's really meant a lot to me, and I know Empire. And so being able to collect the toys, and we do have some employees, they're great. They'll be like, hey, make sure you bring in a toy. We have our box this year. And so it's super cute, and I enjoy it. And I'm actually really bad because I'll go out throughout the year and I shop at this one store and they'll have like dollar books. I think Catherine was at my house and I pulled out like 50 books and I was like, oh, I have these for
by
you.
By the way.
Toys for Happiness.
Oh, that's great. Well, someone that knows a good deal can always see a good deal coming.
Yes.
For sure. All right. So how many locations do you all have for Empire Pizza now?
So for Empire Pizza, we have 6 locations.
Okay.
We have 4 in South Carolina, and then we have 2 in North Carolina. And next year, I'm going to say probably like the first quarter, we are looking at opening downtown Rock Hill.
Great.
And is that the one that's at the Sports and Events
yes.
Center? Oh, that's going to be
yes.
huge over there.
So it's actually going to have a little bit of a different concept.
Okay.
So,
it's a little teaser.
What's different about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a little teaser. I'm not saying anymore.
Okay. It's a teaser.
I don't know if I can say
that.
I'm sure she'll be back.
I'm giving you a little teaser, okay. But yeah.
So it'll be somewhat different compared to the other setups.
It's going to have a little bit of like a different menu, but I mean, don't worry. You're still going to have your pizza, wings,
salads.
And the ranch.
Don't worry.
Can't beat the ranch.
I know your salads are really good.
See, everybody says that.
I love your salads.
It's because it's all fresh. Mm-hmm. We get it all fresh. We chop it in store, you know, same day. We don't make it the day before. It's all done that morning.
Same thing with your pizzas. I mean, the pizza industry is huge. It's been dominated for decades by some big names in that space. So when folks open up a pizza shop, people always want to know, well, what's different than what we nationally have been sampling across the country? And so how have you all been so successful here with, 6 locations,
mm-hmm.
almost a 7th one, and growing? What's the secret there?
So what I've learned just from being with Empire, I believe I've been there about 7 years, is we still do our dough. It's homemade. So they have to stretch it, right? You still hand stretch it. A lot of people might get it like frozen, brought in.
Yeah.
And then our cheese, we're particular on our cheese. We only use a certain brand. We have like cups that only so much goes on, so it's not too much, not too little. We've really nitpicked down to get like a perfect quality brand. Our pizza sauce to this day is still a homemade recipe that they created back when we started.
And of course, whenever you expand, the hope is that it will still taste as good as the original location.
Right.
Because what happens sometimes with, you know, when you have a franchise, you kind of dilute the product a little bit. But from what I've always heard, it's the same. Like, people can't tell the difference from one location to another, I guess, is what I'm trying
to
say.
Right. And that's our secret.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's good.
And it is good. It's great. It's definitely the favorite in Langland. Yeah. We love it.
Yeah. And that's what we strive for, to keep everything the same so that when you go somewhere else, it's not like, not my favorite. Okay. You want to be able to go somewhere, right, when you're out of town and you're like, oh my gosh, they have this place. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. So good.
Well, of course, you feed a lot of people in this community, but you also feed them spiritually as well through programs like, you know, everything from Boo-ha-ha to the Great Easter Egg Classic, and right now in the middle of our Toys for Happiness campaign. You know, Rose is with Empire Pizza. You are a mom to a fine young fellow. So what is Christmas like for you all? And what was Christmas like when you were a kid?
So my parents, we always had toys. I'm trying to think. Childhood was so long ago.
And you're not that old, Rose.
Oh, it was a long time for me to get. Oh, go. Anyways, we always had presents under the tree, but our big thing as kids is we wanted to be able to go to New York. So I'm from New York. We moved here when I was, I can't say how old I was, but we moved here when I was in 98. Because then you'll know my real age. So we moved here in 98, and we always wanted to be able to go home to New York because we've always had a very big tradition, and my grandma's always been very big about that. So that's kind of carried over into our family. So now we have a big Christmas tradition that we do here with our family and people who are become, you know, who are friends, and they've become family. So that's kind of what I always try to do is, like, guys, make traditions, make memories. That's what the holiday season is for me.
That's good.
And that's what I try to show Emerson, too. Like, hey, buddy, let's make this memory. Since he was little, I actually don't buy him toys. He gets enough from everybody else. That's how I look at it. Oh. And I try to give him experiences.
But I like it.
That's what we do. Yeah. And throughout the year, you know, we are able to do different trips or go do different things at Christmas time, and where, you know, if I bought like a bunch of toys, we wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
So. Well, there's no playbook, right? Everyone's playbook looks different,
exactly.
I guess, if you want to. And experiences are great, and you're creating memories, core memories throughout the year. And for a lot of folks like Empire Pizza and a lot of our businesses, they make Toys for Happiness part of their Christmas memories.
Right.
The employees will go and volunteer at the secret warehouse, or volunteers will go shopping together. We hear these stories over and over again, and we just can't say thank you enough for helping us make this program so successful. We can only go so far, and our business community picks up the baton and carries it through the finish line. And on behalf of all of us here at OTS Media, we want to say thank you to folks like Empire Pizza for really getting behind this and making this a success. And you all get excited about it, which makes everyone get excited.
We do. I mean, I get excited because, well, I don't buy toys for my son, so I get to go buy them for Toys for Happiness, and I do it throughout the year. And I'm always like, oh, somebody will love this.
And of course, you have the boxes at your location, so you get to see those fill up as well. And I know that y'all are appreciative of that.
Yes, and this doesn't really involve Empire, but our Christmas party for our neighborhood is this weekend, and we are collecting toys.
That's great.
For Toys for Happiness, and I'm super excited.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Rose.
Her name is Rose Shemileski. She is with Empire Pizza. They've got 6 locations.
Yes, opening number 7 next year.
Here in Rock Hill in 2025.